You're listening to the 12-2 Leadership Podcast. 12 minutes, 2 takeaways, empowering you to pursue excellence in all you do.
My name is Brandon, and I am excited to be here. The purpose of 12-2 is to inspire you to pursue excellence in all you do. That is the purpose of why we meet. So for the next 12 minutes, I will be sharing some thoughts with you, which will hopefully help towards that goal. So it's the start of a new year. As you can see, I still have a Christmas tree set up behind me. And you may be currently reevaluating some things in your life, like many people are. I know I have been recently. And I was thinking to myself about something that I've not really considered at the beginning of a year so much before, which is instead of looking for, quote, bad stuff that I can maybe totally cut out of my life or my schedule or whatever it is and replace it with a good thing, I started to think, what if there were some good things or some good stuff that I needed to keep, but I simply needed to set some boundaries with? And here's what I mean by that. I have been practicing being able to love and support things and still be involved with things or still be committed to things while recognizing that it's possible, you know, there's limits there, there's shortcomings, or there's even underperformances in whatever this thing is that I'm involved with or committed to. And this includes myself, including myself in that equation of, hey, I need to love and support myself, even though there's some definite shortcomings and I can see all the failures and the flaws and et cetera. But in my mind, it's always been like, well, you know what? I don't feel like this is working. Therefore, that probably means it's broken. That probably means my involvement should stop. I've you know, overcommitted. I need to stop whatever. I need to drop this, move on from it, and cut it out. But then as I thought more about it, I was like, well, what if it's something, for instance, that you're just like, hey, this isn't something that I just want to walk away from. This is a commitment my family has. This is a relationship I've involved in. This is, you know, a group that I'm participating in. I love the people there. I love what the organization stands for, whatever it is, but I am feeling a bit underwater with it. And I'm feeling like I'm not getting out of it as much as I'm putting into it. It takes up a lot of mental real estate. And so when that happens and you think of something that maybe fits that description, I started to think, okay, well, what can I ask myself to help me create action steps for dealing with that? Because obviously, as you're thinking about going into a new year, if you have things that are creating that feeling inside of you, you are not excited about, you know what? Yes, I'm excited for the next 12 months to be full of me putting out a lot of energy in, you know, X area and getting back not as much energy in return. So it is simply a drain and I'm really excited about it. I don't think that's going to happen. But recent example was, it came up because I've been involved with an organization in the past, and I've got some family that's involved with an organization, with that same organization. And they were referencing some of the people there and like, you know, hey, it was so great, but also, you know, this way a certain situation was handled and like, oh, hey, it wasn't the best. And, you know, we really didn't appreciate how thus and such a person, you know, handled blah, 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 and whatever. And some other people who were part of the conversation were like, well, that's why, you know, you really need to, and you can't, and, you know, you should never trust that person. And, you know, and I stepped into the conversation and said something along the lines of like, you know, hey, yeah, it is unfortunate that that happened. I was like, it is really valuable to participate in this activity, to be involved with this group, to et cetera. I was like, but it is good to recognize when your own involvement needs to have boundaries, because like every other group in the world, this group is made up of people, and people are always going to do what people will. And most of the time, hopefully, it's going to be great. And sometimes there's going to be shortfalls, shortcomings, and mess ups and things being handled that we're like, well, I wouldn't have handled that way. And I don't appreciate the way that it got handled. And so I stepped in and had this, joined this conversation, because usually I would be like, okay, well, the other are entitled to their opinion. But I stepped in because some of my younger family members were involved in the conversation. And I thought, hey, what a great time to say, hey, I also am involved, you know, with this, and I support it. I agree with it. And I also recognize sometimes things don't go the way you want them to. So it's good to recognize I can still be involved with something, maybe not to 100% involved, but I can still involve in something, and I can be supportive of something, even if I need to set boundaries with myself as regards this thing and pull back a little bit and recognize that it's made up of people and people need to set boundaries. So that was the recent thing that sparked it. And so now on to these questions. You know, the biggest thing is your time and your energy is valuable, just like everyone else's. And I'm sure you have things I mentioned earlier, like groups or commitments or even relationships that you love them and you are glad you are involved with them, but you're wondering, you're maybe unhappy with it somehow. And you may be thinking to yourself, you know, hey, this maybe drains my energy and, you know, I'm not really excited about it, but I don't just want to straight up walk away from it. So I thought of two questions that I'm asking myself about some different things and that perhaps you can use to help you ask those questions as well. And maybe it'll help you come up with an action plan. So the two questions are these to help maybe give you some direction. Number one, it's sort of two parts, but we'll just go through it. So the first question that I thought of was, you know, what is my return on investment from blank, whatever it is? But then I expanded that a little bit, and I'm going to read it to you here. Based on what I'm bringing to the table and how much mental real estate this occupies, am I getting enough return out of this to make it worth it? So obviously ROI is return on investment, but based on what I'm bringing to the table and how much mental real estate this occupies, that's a big one for me, is mental real estate. How often is it taking up a huge part of my mind? Based on how much mental real estate this occupies, am I getting enough out of this to make it worth it? Now, if the answer to that question is no, follow-up question could be, if no, what slight adjustments can I make to my own involvement in blank or to my own actions in regard to blank to help create a healthy and sustainable level of commitment and energy? So if no, what slight adjustments can I make to my own involvement in blank or to my own actions as regards to blank to help create a healthy and sustainable level of commitment? So those are the two questions. And I specifically underlined when I wrote down my own involvement in or my own actions regarding, because it's also easy for me to look at something and say, well, you know what? I think that I'm doing all this work and they're not recognizing me, or, you know, whatever it is, or like, you know what? It drains me when this happens because I'm always thinking about it and nothing ever changes. And, you know, I'm glad to be there. I love the people, but like, this is an issue for me. And sometimes maybe if you are like, hey, maybe it's, you know, I've said things 500 times and no one seems to be listening, or I've addressed this and it's not changing or whatever, this could be the time when you say, all right, I'm still going to be involved. Clearly it is not being run maybe the way I would want it to be run, or I've offered my suggestion and it doesn't seem to be doing anything, or et cetera. It's to say, hey, what can I control? I can control myself. So my own involvement and my own actions, rather than making your involvement or your boundary that you set, rather than making it contingent upon someone else's action, like, well, hey, as long as you do this, I'm going to do this. Or if you do this, I won't do this. Making your boundary contingent upon yourself. So like, hey, if this happens, unfortunately, I'm going to have to excuse myself because I'm not able to commit to that much time for, you know, to help with this project. Or hey, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to participate on this night of the week because I've identified that I need that time elsewhere for something else. Hey, still love being involved, but unfortunately, I'm going to need to pull back in this particular area. And it may not even be something you need to announce to anyone. It could just be something that you think about in your own mind and say, hey, I need to adjust how I'm thinking about and approaching this so that when that moment comes, I can say to myself, I do not have to put forth this extra effort in this. I love it. I love the people, believe in whatever it is, but I don't want to walk away completely, but I want to recognize, am I getting a return out of this that is sustainable because it's worth the time and energy I'm putting into it? You feel like it's not sustainable, maybe ask yourselves these questions and see, hey, how could I maybe talk to someone and feel like bring the team together and make the whole thing better so that it does become more sustainable and you don't feel like you're just being drained? Or maybe you need to say, hey, because of the priorities in my life, I know that I get more return on investment from this thing than I do over here. So let me draw a line mentally and say, hey, how can I adjust my actions in regards to this other thing? Not leave it completely, but adjust how much of myself I give to it so that I have more of myself to give to things that are more worth it and bring more life to me. So that is it. Two questions you can ask yourself if you are maybe feeling unhappy with an involvement or a relationship or a commitment to something that hopefully can give you some action steps and direction as we continue to go into 2023 and have more energy to give to the things that matter the most and that bring you life. So thank you so much for joining us for another week of 12-2. I appreciate it, and I'll see you again soon.